makes me want a hot dog real bad.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Who's the hot dog lady?
The hot dog lady? Just say.
I'm looking up. Who is
just type in
hot
Stifler's mom.
Lady.
Stifler's mom. That's who you'll know who it is.
Hot dog lady. The first thing that popped up when looking that up online says, hot dog lady, hot dogs with exotic toppings.
No.
What does that mean? Time to click on it.
You idiot.
Lady, exotic, just, hot dogs. This is getting weird.
Look, you got to stop.
Let me tell you, this is the weirdest site I've ever seen.
You're getting put on a list. Look, just type in.
Check out.
What are you checking out?
Order online. I can order hot dog
hot
ladies.
Hot dog lady. You need to just type in.
Dude, if that's a lady that'll show up to my house with hot dogs and feed them to me,
it's
going to
be more than that. I'm just going to warn you. Not
Dude,
from experience. I'm just saying.
It's like a food truck. I'm seeing a picture of a food truck, but it says order online. So I can order online, and it says beef burger, beef hot dog, spicy beef sausage, spicy turkey sausage. That's all they got. That's their whole menu.
Ooh, that makes me want a hot and then dog it says, real bad.
And then it says checkout. Do they come to me?
I don't know.
Are you coming?
Is it going to come?
And it says book us. So you can book it, but how do you just... Okay, hold on. I'm about to order us hot dogs.
No.
One beef hot dog, please.
I don't want them to know.
Sorry,
where
we're closed for ordering. We're closed on Sundays. Dude, what is happening? Check out. Where do they come? That's not what I meant.
Well, I mean.
Is it a delivery service? I'm so confused. This is, guys, you guys have to go to hotdogladynj.com. I guess that's New Jersey, but.
No, do not go there. You will get a virus. You will get a virus. Do not go
and
there.
Please tell me what this site is. It's very strange.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
You look up the strangest stuff.
All I looked up was hot dog lady.
Bro. Okay.
The second thing that came up, the first question where people also ask when I just looked up hot dog lady is, why are hot dogs called glizzies?
You ever heard of a...
Do you know why?
Why?
I don't know why. Do you know why?
No, but have you ever heard of a glizzy gobbler?
Have you ever... Have you ever seen that video of the guy who's like, no, I gotta look it up. Hold on.
Oh gosh, some like goblin glizzies.
Have you not seen this?
Wait, is it? You haven't even described what it is. How am I supposed to know?
Uh-oh, my phone's on 3%. Whatever. This is starting off very chaotic.
Oh no. If it's the guy who literally like eats a hot dog and then spits it up into the air, I'm gonna lose it. Because it's like a... Yes, it is. I've never seen nobody be able to do this. I can do it quick. Suck a hot dog. There it goes. I'm just saying. Why? Just watching videos.
Who does that, dude?
Just watching videos of a guy sucking down a hot dog.
I've never seen anybody do this before. That's all I'm saying. He just goes, and then goes.
My gosh. I cannot believe... You just showed me a video from, like, 2012.
This is why. With roots in the rap world, a glizzy is a slang for a handgun, or for a Glock handgun. How is it called a hot dog? I'd like to find out. The evolution of the word to include hot dog comes from the extended magazine of a pistol, which is about the same length of a hot dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So glizzy gobblers are really people that like to swallow guns.
Okay, I got a video for you.
What? Hold on.
No.
I still haven't found out who the hot dog lady is.
No. Okay, it's her. Look up Stifler's mom.
Jennifer Coolidge, of course.
There you go.
Duh.
All right.
Like the 4th of July makes me want a hot dog real bad.
I'm going to show you a video, and this is something I was talking to you about before we started, and I was like, hey, have you seen this? And you're like, okay, so this is a video of a police officer, you know, the boys in blue.
Mm-hmm.
He just made an arrest on somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got him in the back of the car, you know, that he's about to take him to the station. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear, let me make sure there's no, like, ads playing. But all of a sudden...
You hear... Arby's, bum, 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 we've got the meats.
We have the meats. No, not that.
What?
He hears what he supposes is a gunshot. Everyone's seen this, except you, apparently. But this is what happens. He thinks it's a gunshot. What it actually is...
You gotta put that speaker right up to the mic.
Oh, I am. What it actually is, an acorn hitting the top of his cruiser. Sorry, there's a lot of white noise. Rewinding it. There's the acorn hit. Start shooting at the guy in the car.
In his own car?
Yeah.
I'm hit.
He's like combat rolling and Arnold Schwarzenegger noises.
But he was never shot.
No. This is him waiting, like, in cover, reloading his gun.
What? Why is he going, oh, on the ground?
I don't know.
When he was never shot.
Wait for it. By the way, he's with a partner.
Okay.
On the scene. I think it's like it's a higher up officer.
Okay.
Somebody who's got some experience. And wait for it. It might have hit his vest. And he got her to shoot at the car as well.
It says the guy in the backseat who he arrested and started shooting at.
Yes.
Played dead to prevent getting shot in the head.
Yeah. And wait for it. He got his other officer to shoot at him too.
Yo.
Like it's nuts. He says, I feel weird at some point, or something like that.
I don't know. I felt like it.
He says he felt like he got hit.
Wouldn't... How do you... Pretty sure you'd know. Does he come back? Yo, there's a man with, like, a rifle.
Yeah, he says he thought it was suppressive fire or something, or suppressed fire.
From what?
Like, who knows? Like, so the excuse was, by the way, no one was shot.
Crazily enough.
He emptied a mag into that car, and so did his partner.
That's crazy.
No one was shot, and no one was hit, thankfully. They were arresting the guy because the guy apparently posted pictures of himself with a gun with a suppressor on it. And he's not supposed to have guns.
Okay.
So that's a felony. They arrested him on it. And then he thought that somehow he, I guess, had the suppressed pistol on him when he got put into the car. And thought he pulled it out and started shooting at him. What? It's an acorn. Okay. It's an acorn hitting the top of a vehicle. I cannot believe you haven't seen this yet.
No. How old is that?
Like... maybe a week or two.
Oh, wow. You know what that makes me feel like?
Shit.
that might happen to you. Real bad. That's wild.
I can't believe that people like that have guns.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It was nuts, man.
Oh, I feel weird.
I've been hit.
Rolls on the ground.
It didn't show it in the video, but at some point he's like, his partner says something to him and he goes, I don't know. But I feel weird. Or something like that. Some different edit.
Sounds like
I'm like, and he's like
Biden
combat.
Trying to be combat.
Oh, I feel weird. I don't know.
I got hit. I was by the acorn.
Where's the shooter? I don't see him. Biden, you're saying the squirrel shot you with his nut? And that's weird. Biden, I think you're nuts. Let me show you a nut. Look in the mirror. You'll see one. You'll be like, wow, that's a nut. Big old acorn on this boy. Big nut. Biden, I used to think you were crazy, but now I can see your nuts.
Welcome back to another episode of 1 to 2 Views.
1 to 2 Views.
1 to 2 Brothers.
One.
I feel like the name's going to change again to 1 to 2 Brothers just as a joke because we have two names on different,
I know,
different
other
things.
One to
dude,
two
I've
movies.
Tried. Don't tell me I haven't tried. I've tried multiple times.
Dude, all right, that's movies, brother segment. Have you heard the news?
Can I also say, the one thing I was going to say coming into this was like, I miss talking about movies. I actually do miss talking about movies. I'm not going to lie.
That's why it's a segment.
All right. So what's the...
That's Movies Brothers segment. That was The Price is Right. I just went on The Price is Right. What are you doing?
I was making an actual intro.
Okay. I'm
just trying to cover up your copyright infringements that you've given us.
Yeah.
All right. What's up?
Well, everyone's already seen the trailer, Super Bowl trailers for
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Looks good. Which is insane.
I said, wow, what a good movie.
So I'm very skeptical. I will say the trailer looks good because I can say trailers looks good doesn't mean I think the movie's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
The Ant-Man trailer was really good.
Oh, yeah.
The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer was really good, but that was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
But Ant-Man was garbage. So I don't trust these trailers anymore because they could be great trailers and it means nothing about the movie. But I'm going to say something that I don't think I've said about a Marvel movie in a long time, which is the words, I'm excited for it. Yeah. And I haven't said that in a long time because they could. I am fully aware they could still mess it up, and I'm usually so scared of it that I'm not excited, even if the trailer looks good.
Yeah, and the trailer shows a lot of things that. Okay, would you say that the Deadpool movies, again, different directors, I think, and all that, different companies now, would you say that they spoil a lot of the good stuff in the movie trailer itself?
I was never such a huge Deadpool fan to notice or really care, to be honest. Okay. Now, he is funny, and I'm excited for him to be in MCU, but, like,
right.
Yeah, I never, like, I can't remember what the first Deadpool trailer looked like. I have no idea.
Right. I think they might have spoiled maybe one or two things, but you would have no idea what the story plot is. That's one thing.
Right.
A lot of the other movies, you kind of figure out, this is probably going to happen, this is probably going to happen. Second one kind of was like that, but... Typically, the Deadpool trailers don't really show much. This one had a lot of exposition, had a lot of what's going on stuff. And it now, you may have to watch Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to watch Loki.
Which I've seen the first season. I haven't seen the second. Have you seen the second season?
I'm halfway through the second season.
I'm going to watch it. People say they liked it, and I will watch it. I still have problems with Loki, though.
Yeah.
With the series, because when you tackle time travel... It gets very murky, and I thought they did a really good job with it in Endgame, about how it works. There were still some gaps, but I understood the premise. But because they built on it more and then kind of like changed sort of how it worked and this and that, it got a little confusing. And now they're trying to fold that into like the regular MCU timeline. Not that it wasn't already, but you're putting it into the movies now, not just the shows of like, this thing kind of happened in the background if you really think about it and you have to follow it. But now that you have to follow it, they really have to clear up how time travel works.
Yeah, they'll definitely have to talk about the universes colliding and all that stuff. And we know they're setting up Secret Wars, so this is how they're doing it, I guess. And I almost feel like things are kind of just like, they went and did time travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were told, well, they were supposed to do time travel. That's why. That was...
What do you mean?
Well, okay, in the first season of Loki,
they
talk about that.
They talk about what?
About, well, the Avengers did time traveling. They obviously did time traveling to do all that stuff.
Right.
How come you're not going after them or whatever? And he's like, well, they're like, well, they're supposed to do that.
I'm like, that's such a cheap
that's
way
super cheap.
For to write it out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. But no, but I think Disney's definitely trying to milk it. They are definitely trying to milk it.
Yeah.
Why else are they gonna go back to it's TVA again? I'm kinda over TVA.
Even though I'm
like midway through a show. I'm like, it's cool for a show, but I'll have to wait for Loki to end to really have a good opinion. But we'll see.
I don't know how to explain. I just feel like I've explained it in my own head in a way that makes sense. That doesn't contradict what they've said in Loki of how it works, but they don't fully explain that it is how it works.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But it seems
it's
like...
one of those things that only works sometimes just to make the story sound good. But then when it doesn't make the story sound good, then that's when it doesn't work.
Right. So it should, the TVA should be more about just going to different multiverses.
Right.
And making sure that they remain separated. Does that make sense?
Well,
like, here's the thing.
Their job is to make sure that there aren't multiverses.
Well, that actually doesn't make sense.
That's what it's described as. It branches off into a different universe.
Right. No, here's the thing. This is what I mean by this technically doesn't seem to go against what they've said, and it's what I believe, and it makes the most sense. Because if you don't introduce what I think is happening, it makes no sense. Unless I'm wrong. Correct.
Well, you are perfect.
So I know. I said that. No. What I think is happening, unless there's another explanation that makes sense, is the TVA is supposed to protect the sacred timeline.
See.
What is the sacred timeline? Because they never really say what it is. Now, what I think the sacred timeline is, isn't one timeline. The sacred timeline, in quotations, is all of the timelines going together in one straight line. So that they consider the sacred timeline. It is the line that all time and all universes...
Maybe like a braided rope.
Kind of right. Just going together. Well, I just imagine like a bunch of ropes laid down next to each other, but they're all going in a straight line.
Like when you buy a box of spaghetti and it's all straight.
Exactly.
Yo, life is spaghetti.
Life's like a box of spaghetti. You never know what you're going
to
get.
You're supposed to say it like an Italian. I can't believe you didn't.
Life is like a box of spaghetti. But like a slow Italian man? Like a Forrest Gump Italian man?
How about like a Brooklyn?
How do you do that?
My mother came over here on the boat.
But also like Forrest Gump, so how do you add that to it? Like life is like a box of chocolates, but like a box of...
Life is like a box of... That's Borat. Like a box of chocolates are nice.
So what I imagine, and they've never really said this, but it makes no sense. It's completely contradictory to everything else we know.
Yep.
For example, Deadpool has been happening. It's not like it branched off and now the timeline happened... in the future after Loki season one.
Right.
So unless what they're trying to say is when they killed, what was his name? One of the Kang variants, the guy who...
someone at the end of time.
Whatever his name is. Who cares? The timekeeper or whatever, right?
The man basically. At the end of time.
Right. So when they killed him and it allowed multiverses to happen, mm-hmm. quote unquote,
right.
Is that saying like the timeline, because time is kind of infinite, so time is happening at all points in time at all time, hence why you can go to the future or the past. So when they branch off, now there are timelines that have technically been existing for thousands of years, but they didn't exist before that point. Does that make sense? It's not like they're just starting now on year one of their Earth.
Right.
Like they could have existed for a long time.
Have you ever...
It makes
you ever
no
watched,
sense.
You ever watch Futurama?
No.
They actually describe this perfectly.
Great.
So they find out that they're... For whatever reason, I won't get into too much detail because he'll be like, I don't know what the hell that is. They have a ship that instead of it flying through space and time, it stays in one place and it moves space and time around it.
Okay.
And like that, it's like a little funny joke, whatever. And like that's how they save the day. Well, it turns out they just make the ship go real fast and it fast forwards time. And they're like, oh, wait, we got to start over. And so they just keep going forward and that restarts. Like, oh, wait, we've gone too far. Too late. We got to keep going. Like, that's how they have to restart and get back to their right timeline.
That doesn't make sense.
They just keep fast-forwarding, and it just starts over, and they get back to where they're at. Like a donut. Like a donut.
But that makes no... That doesn't... But time doesn't make any sense in a circle.
No, it doesn't, but that's how they describe it in the timeline. Sacred timeline.
God, you're making this so much more confusing. So what I did in my brain was a sacred timeline was a bunch of multiverses that were all... lined up next to each other, but they're all going in one line. Because what the guy... this is going to stress me out. Who is the guy at the end of Loki season one?
He Who Remains.
Is it? Yeah.
That's what they call
okay,
it.
So He Who Remains, man. He specifically says there are other multiverses. So he already says they're happening. And he says, you just wait once they kill him. Like, the other versions of me will come. Those are the versions that have to exist because there's more universes already.
Right.
So, and they said they were trying to, he said they were trying to make sure that the universes don't cross, like they don't meet. So people don't jump from universe to universe.
Okay.
From multiverse to multiverse. Because that's why there was a multiversal war. They were trying to attack the other multiverses. Right?
Right.
Does that make sense? So that's what I understood. Because he said they existed. They said that all his Kang variants had created like a multiversal war. They didn't want it to happen again. So they're trying to keep them separate.
Yeah.
Which means they exist. So it wasn't the fact that multiverses didn't exist.
See,
they don't explain it very well.
That would be explained better than the way they did it.
Right.
The way they did it was just one line, that one anomaly.
But that
happened.
Makes no sense if he says there's other versions of me. They have to be in different multiverses.
But he had to kill them.
Yeah, but you can't destroy other multiverses. There's
they
infinite
do.
Amount. No, there's an infinite amount. You just can't.
That's why it's a constant thing that keeps happening. And the TVA will
That's why the
be
TVA
there.
Is so broken.
Yeah,
it is
broken.
But also, I don't believe it. I don't. Yeah. Because he's saying that if you then create a new one, well, there's no Kangs. It'll take a while for them to, unless all of a sudden, like, they've just been existing now forever. That's what I'm saying. So, cool. The whole room is falling apart.
Oh, no.
So, my thought process is, yeah, they're all like a bunch of spaghetti noodles in a box going in one direction.
Uncooked.
And the other reason this doesn't make sense is because they explained in Endgame that if you create, and it even shows this in a visual when they do break the main timeline in Loki, that when you go back and change something, it doesn't change the future. It branches off and creates a new timeline. You know what that means? They've created another multiverse. They're not traveling to a new one because the old version of themselves stays on the
right
trajectory that it was on. They're creating yeah. a new universe by time traveling.
Right.
Does not affect a multiversal war. You're not crossing in. You're creating another universe, but you're not crossing over multiverses. So why did what Loki do was why was that bad? All he was going to do was create another timeline.
Because he wasn't supposed to get the cube. Like
it,
apparently,
but why?
Thing,
but why?
It makes
there
no
are
sense.
Infinite amount of universes
it makes
where
no
he
sense.
Got it.
But there's one timeline that where certain things are supposed to happen.
No, I understand
and it makes
that.
Makes no sense.
But we can't keep backtracking. We have to go off the assumption that we just laid out because we said yes, that makes sense. That there are multiple timelines just all going in one direction. Correct? Let's establish right. that. Okay, if that is how it works, which that seems to be how it was explained, but poorly, sort of. Then it makes no sense for him to not get the cube creates an incursion type thing where they have to come get him.
Right.
Unless they just know the future and know because he got that, he will then learn powers to cross multiverses with the space cube. Like the Tesseract. My whole point is the explanation is dog shit. Yeah. While it's a cool idea for a show and people think it's the best thing ever, they give it so much leeway because Loki's in it. Did I like it more than a lot of the other shows? Yes. Can I give it a little bit of leeway because the idea is at least cool and the character portrayal is pretty neat? Sure. But man, there's so many problems with it that I wish they hadn't. I it's just going to make it so hard to introduce it into the movies, in my opinion. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Stop ranting.
But, you know, it's just, we've already hit this before on a previous episode. I think probably on multiple episodes, but it just keeps going back to what you've said where, as you continue, it gets harder and harder to explain things logically.
Right.
Other than to do where in the comics, you can just say, oh, this is a different universe, a different timeline, and so we're starting from scratch.
I kind of disagree. I think it's just lazy writing. I think there are things that are harder to explain.
I think it's both.
I think, no, I'm not saying it doesn't get harder, but we just explained, and we are too dummy dumb heads in a basement doing a podcast and we already know of a better way they could have explained the timelines.
Yeah, and you know what? Steve Jobs started in his garage, so
we're going to be producers of Marvel movies one day, is that what you're
yep,
saying?
That is what's happening. We're going to make the greatest movie ever
Fantastic.
Made.
But like, for example, Spider-Man, No Way Home. How did the other Spider-Man come into existence? Oh, maybe because there are other universes that we've seen since 2001.
Yeah.
They didn't just break open the new timelines.
Yeah, they
it
can,
doesn't make sense.
I think they could re-explain how that happened a better way than what they did in that movie. Like, because Stephen Strange was like, they're all coming here. That makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense for them to just cross universes. So, I think they could probably retcon that and change it somehow.
I don't really... That's one thing I give a little bit of leeway to is because the spells are weird anyways, and it brought the other Spider-Man in, so it's like he fucked it up somehow. So it's like it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it doesn't seem to me so earth-shatteringly story-breaking compared to like Loki and how timelines work completely.
Right. Yeah,
but I don't know. Maybe that's just me being too
lenient
on a Spider-Man movie.
But
Deadpool.
The greatest
looks
thing
good.
To come out of these. The greatest thing to come out of this is just more memes, like. The one that I've seen is just like, here we go again. Wolverine's here to just freaking carry the movies. He's like, here.
I'm not going to lie.
He's looking old.
The reason I am excited for this, I think it looks great for set photos though. Like they did Old Man Logan and he looked amazing, and they used like CGI stuff and all that, to make him look older. So if he's not even gonna look that old, he'll be fine.
But the thing is, like they keep saying Hugh Jackman's gonna be the one carrying this movie. I get it. I get it because everyone's just excited to see him,
right?
But the other two Deadpool movies did good.
Right.
With, like, very little casting.
The reason I'm excited is I believe that Ryan Reynolds owns the rights to Deadpool or something like that.
I don't know if he owns the rights. He probably owns certain... He probably has a big, like, ownership of something in those movies because he is so involved in them. Shoot, he should be owed that stuff anyway because of his push and drive to get them done.
I thought he owned something.
Maybe he owns Mint Mobile and a soccer team.
But he is so involved in these movies that I don't think he would do it if he knew it was going to be bad. Now, he might not have as much pull as I hope he does. But my fear is, less so with Deadpool, because I don't care as much about him, even though I think he'll be a good comedic, you know, player in these movies, is that Wolverine... Let's put it this way. They have been... destroying characters left and right. New characters and old ones.
Okay.
The two that they haven't destroyed, well, you could argue this, is Tony Stark and Captain America. Iron Man, Captain America, because they let them die before Disney got crazy, right?
Cap's not dead.
Whatever.
What do you know?
So my point is, I don't want them to bring them back because I would be terrified they would tarnish their legacy. They've already tarnished Iron Man's legacy by creating Ironheart, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But,
I'm just afraid. So because she has nothing to do with that character. It's just that she has a robotic suit.
But what she did makes Tony Stark look like a little baby. And it just.
True.
It invalidates a lot of the stuff that he did.
I will say this. She's smart. Technologically wise, and she made an iron suit or metal suit that flies and shoots things. I still do not think that she is remotely approaching what Iron Man is in the shows.
But they were trying to get her there.
She's not
way too quick.
They're trying to, but it's not.
No, no one's believing it. But that's my point. No. Is it so unbelievable that she can do all this stuff, and she's just as good as he is? Like in the first 10 minutes, we know her. No character development.
Kill her.
Regardless.
Kill her.
Regardless. My whole point is people are like, oh my God, finally Wolverine is going to save the day. No. There's a good chance they could make him...
A bad guy.
Not a bad
guy. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, sure. I don't care.
Dude.
No, but I'm saying there's a way they could ruin his character. Yeah. Yeah. There's a way that he could just ruin his character.
Take your foot off of that.
Are your feet underneath it?
Sorry,
I was ruining your art piece.
Art piece from school that has very delicate surfer fins on the bottom.
Oh, I didn't know it had fins. I forgot.
And it's like a little surfboard thing, and Tyler was breaking it.
I wasn't breaking it.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears in this.
I literally did that for about 2 minutes before you said that.
It's funny. It's all good.
So, anyways, I hope that they don't fuck it up. But I'm not saying just because X person is in it that...
X-Man person is in it.
Just because X person is in it is why it's going to be good. They've ruined characters already. So
true.
Thor was pretty dope. They ruined him with Love and Thunder.
You know what
Hulk
I want?
Hulk was fine. He was great. Ruined him with She-Hulk.
You know what I want out of this? Just because I'm weird, if they bring Quicksilver back, that's all I want.
That's such a weird...
It's weird. It makes no sense. It's a stupid, unsignificant character, but...
Quicksilver? The one MCU?
Well, it would be...
Because when they teased us in WandaVision for a dick joke?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
No, but I'm like, man, just make it right. Give me a Quicksilver. I don't even care.
I don't care at all. I don't care if he comes back.
Really, it's not important. He's not an important character. He's not crucial at anything, but I'm just like... I kind of want him
now. You're talking about like with introducing the X-Men, you want them
back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want him back.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to try to figure out.
I don't even care if they give me a message in a bottle scene. You know, I'm just like...
You got him back. He was... What's his name? What was his name? Dick something?
Yep.
What was his name?
Dick Scrotum.
No, what was his name?
I don't know.
In WandaVision.
That's how much that show sucked.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
You're right. Yeah, so we'll see. I am excited. Very, very cautiously excited.
Cautiously excited. All right. Well, let's move on.
More than anything else. Oh, sorry. Dang.
I know. We could talk about it all day.
Okay. Sorry. Dang. Woo.
We only got that much time.
Okay.
So much time.
Dang.
Well, there's another bit of Marvel news that we haven't discussed yet.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
About a little group of people.
X-Men?
The four of them.
Oh, don't get me. I'm going to rant again.
No. That's the point. We got to rant about it. The Fantastic Four have casting.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, come on. Just give me a little bit of how you feel about this, because I know that you are not happy.
Okay.
Or are you just tired of Fantastic Four?
No, I want to see a good Fantastic Four. I'm all about it. Who's the lady? Who's Mrs. Fantastic?
Her name's Vanessa Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
She was in...
she's great.
She was in Mission Impossible.
She's great. I'm cool with that casting.
Even with Pedro Pascal?
I said her casting.
Okay.
I'm good with her casting. I'm honestly pretty good with all the casting except for Pedro Pascal. Now, let me be clear. Let me be clear. There is a specific reason, and this is biased. This is biased. I'm going to be honest. But if you follow my logic, I think it makes some sense. Pedro Pascal is a fantastic actor. I love him, and I will probably really enjoy him or love him as Mr. Fantastic. Because just like everyone else, when they're like, oh my God, they hired this person to play this guy, like Heath Ledger with the Joker, and then he became infamous for it. Or famous for it. I don't know why I would say infamous.
You better not be saying what I think you're going to say, so keep going.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I'm thinking you're going to say that you would prefer another person who has been previously casted as Mr. Fantastic.
Why am I not allowed to say that?
Because you're extremely validated and you're not supposed to be validated like that.
That is why. Now, let me explain. I don't know why or all the intricacies of why he wasn't, but John Krasinski is one of my favorite actors of all time. I started this by saying I was biased. So let me be very clear. I'm biased. But John Krasinski, that boy is just that's
talented.
A man, dude.
He is a talented individual.
There's something about him. I just love that man. I love that man.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. In the MCU, when they did the multiverse thing, in Multiverse of Madness,
yep,
there were other people that were the same actors playing the same character.
Absolutely.
So I'm just
your
curious.
Variations can look like you. They can look not like you.
Right. So yep. I'm just saying, why don't they just go full all in with him, though?
Exactly. So here's my frustration. Everyone for many, 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 many years fan casted John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. There was fan art all over the internet about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everyone freaked out, which is why they put him in the movie. That is why. They knew. Yeah. They talked about it. Like, that is, they did a fan service thing. Now, if you're just doing a fan service thing for the sake of a fan service thing, that's one thing. But if the fans want to see somebody in a role because they like the actor, he looks like the role, could fit the role, and would play him very well, that's not just fan servicing. That's just not like throwing in something from an old movie to be like, hey, this is it, and it goes nothing with the storyline. There's nothing to do with it.
Fan service was picking fucking Professor X to be I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I've had too many White Claws. But Picard.
Yeah, keep going.
What's his name? I don't even remember his name.
Patrick Stewart. I had to look it up because I'm so bad with names too.
Well, I was going to look it up, but I was like, I'm not going to multitask right now. So getting Patrick Stewart to play Professor X, even though that dude is a million years old.
I thought it was fine.
It was okay, but that is probably the worst case of taking somebody who has played it before and bringing him back because it's a nod at this. It's fine, but the dude is old as dirt.
Okay, so
he's not going to be the next Professor X. That's what I'm saying. So when they do this whole crossover thing and things come in, they're not going to cast him as the Professor X.
No, but they weren't casting John
or they're
Krasinski
just
going to
kill him.
So it doesn't matter. I don't know. That didn't bother me as much. I can understand as a fan why maybe it'll bother you. But the John Krasinski thing to me, I think it made sense to cast him. And you know everyone would have loved it. And he did a great job at doing it for the 5 minutes we saw him in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, he plays serious very well. He plays comical very well. I think he has everything it takes to be in a movie that is like not the worn out MCU movies, but those original, like, first two, like, golly, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
We put up shelves today, and I'm just worn out from that. The first two phases of the MCU.
Right.
Those movies had very good balance.
Of
the slapstick, funny, smart-aleck comedy with the seriousness and emotion of the movies.
They were written well, is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, wow, they were written well. That's the rude way to say it. That's trying to be nice. But John Krasinski has the talent to wrap all that into one. And I think having him in that role with the bright writing and stuff.
You know that he was in contention to be Captain America? Did you not know that?
Oh, yeah,
you can look
up
interviews
of
him talking
about
it. He went in for like screen test and he went to try on he tried on the costume. And so he said Chris Hemsworth, he has this funny thing about he was talking about it in online and during an interview or talk show. When he was in the running for it or whatever, mm-hmm. him and a couple other people, including Chris Evans. Yeah. But they were down to screen tests and trying on the suits and stuff. So he goes and he starts to try on the suit and he said Chris Hemsworth, who's just a massive guy. And walks by in his Australian accent. Oh, hey, how are you doing? Whatever. And he sees him walk by as he's putting on his outfit. And he goes, nope. And just takes it off. He's like, this isn't for me. He's like, compared to that, absolutely not.
That's the thing. He would have had to throw on some serious weight.
Yeah. But, okay. My whole point of this, I'm getting very sidetracked, is they cast him. People wanted to see it. He's a good actor. Now. The only reason, in my opinion, again, I am so biased, so take this with whatever a grain of salt. I thought that the reason they didn't want to cast him is because they wanted to give some new actors a chance to step into some new roles, just like they did with the original Avengers. Now, they weren't new actors, but most of them weren't crazy household names. Until the Avengers. Yeah. So they were, Marvel was very good at making people into stars. And I thought I had heard, maybe I'm mistaken, that they want to get back to that, those roots of getting some new faces. Cause that's, I don't know, that's what I want from the MCU. Don't get me wrong. I want some famous people in there, but it'd be cool to see some fresh faces in there too.
Yeah.
And so I'm okay, if they're not going with him, then let's see some maybe actors that have been in some other small stuff here and there or shows, somebody new though, that they're kind of bringing up. And then when I saw one of the most famous actors of our time, Pedro Pascal, who's been in everything recently, show up, yep. I'm like, why couldn't they have gone with John? There's no... Now, let me be clear, too. There could be plenty of other reasons. Could have been scheduling. They might have offered it to John. He could have said no.
It literally could have been just one small thing.
Yeah, scheduling. And he's directing stuff now, all the Quiet Place movies, Quiet Place Part 2.
And those are serious films. Those are huge films.
Yeah, and he's acting in other stuff. So they may have offered it to him, and he might have said no. And if so... Then you got to pick somebody else. And Pedro Pascal will probably be amazing. Nothing against him. But I'm butthurt, man. I wanted to see him and his wife, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
As Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic. And there are rumors that it was going to happen.
Mr. Fantastic.
It would have been so good, man.
I think that would have been a really good choice. And that's the thing that kind of blows my mind, how many times spouses have played those roles together. You ever see...
Have they really?
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Have you ever seen that movie?
Actually, no.
It's Brent Bradgelina. But things like that happen a lot. Well, maybe not a lot, but more often than you would think.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that would have really worked.
Well, I mean, it's real chemistry. They're married. Real? You know what I mean?
It's
come on.
It's when you're kissing them, it's you're my wife.
No, my wifey. Yeah, I don't know. I'm butthurt, to be honest.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I agree. Let's take the butthurt aside. Let's take it out of the picture. I think he'll be good. I do think he'll be good. He's a good actor. I don't really have anything against it. My first choice. Yeah. I don't think visually I'm he'll be Mr. Fantastic, but I think he'll be fine. I think he'll
be good. How old is Vanessa, what's her face?
Kirby?
Vanessa Kirby.
I didn't think about that.
She's 35 years old.
I didn't think about that they have to be a couple.
They do have to be a couple.
And he's old.
And he is 48 years old.
Okay, that's not terrible.
35, 48.
That's a weird match, though. See, I like them individually. But
not too bad.
I like them individually for those roles, but that is... I didn't really think about that. Huh.
It happens, you know?
Yeah. Eh.
Bring Jessica Alba back.
They'll make it work. Well, I say they'll make it work. My whole point is they're talented actors, and they can pull it off. I don't know if the movie's going to be good. I'm not going to say they're going to make the movie work.
I'm trying to figure out where the heck Joseph Quinn has been in. He's a Human Torch.
Yeah. See, that guy might is kind of newer.
Game of Thrones and stuff. Stranger Things, I guess.
Where am I at, man? They should have hired me for that role.
I know. You could have been the Human Torch.
He's around my age.
Excuse me.
That would be sick.
Eben Moss.
He's going to be the Thing, right?
So I know, which I'm like...
We won't know.
I like him a lot.
Well, we don't really... It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's going to be all CGI.
Yeah, he's just going to be a big old rock, man. I hope he looks very like comic book accurate.
Yeah.
Because like in the like the old like 2000s one, he was like very kind of prosthetic suit and it looked real
crazy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never saw the old ones, which is crazy. With Chris Evans as
Human
Torch.
We need to do this. We're bringing it back for a movie review.
Okay.
It was very like super bad prosthetics. He was short. He was like maybe at most 6 foot tall with huge platform shoes on. And that guy's a small dude. He's like 4 foot nothing. That's obviously an exaggeration. But then when the Fantastic Movies, the reboot came out, he was a huge CGI rock monster who...
Did you like his look?
I liked it for the realism
of
it. But I think that the Thing has a really just iconic look.
Yeah.
Big eyebrows, you know, that whole, his like facial features, very distinguishable. Like you got to make him look a little bit like that. So I really hope they do that. They haven't shown any images of him. There's probably some concept art that got leaked at one point, but we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Human Torch is a Human Torch. They make him look the same in each movie.
Right.
Just a fireman.
Just a fireman.
Fireman. Oh, speaking of fireman, you've seen the original X-Men, first two X-Men movies, right?
Yeah.
You remember Pyro? The flaming guy?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
It was like him and Iceman were like kind of buddies. Anyways, he's from the first two films. I think he's one of the big bad guys, or at least one of the henchmen for the bad guys in this movie.
Oh, really?
So I'm excited, bringing him back.
Interesting.
Sorry, just had to add that one in.
Okay. Guess what I saw, speaking of Marvel, for the first time recently?
What?
As in like a week and a half ago. Little movie called Blade. I'd never seen it.
Yo, what'd you think?
I completely understand
definitely
why it's
a 2000s movie.
And I completely understand why it's like a cult classic. Because there's lots of like silly things in there, but it's like, dude, it's a vampire slasher movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was before all this cool stuff where superheroes were cool.
What do you mean? He was
well, I guess
like the
Spider-Man
coolest.
Was out, but he but was, I'm saying like he's not considered a superhero. I would say in that
right. That's what I was saying. Like if you, I understand why after watching that movie, people would say Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire ones, were the ones that really put superheroes on the map for movies.
Yeah,
and then I hear a lot of like hardcore fans go, no, it was Blade. It was Blade. I'm like, I get that he is a Marvel character,
but no one associates him.
Yeah,
with
if you
comics.
Showed a random person who didn't read comics. Watch Blade, they would have no idea it's a Marvel movie or a superhero movie. It's like, oh, this is a vampire movie.
That's a monster slasher or something.
Right.
You know? Yeah, it's crazy.
So I get why, like, but then when people realize that it is a Marvel movie, he does deserve credit for bringing Marvel there, but it's really a combination of him and Spider-Man because, anyways.
You should really watch the sequels.
I probably will.
The second one kind of is, all right. The third one is kind of one of those, it's so bad, it's good.
Right.
But it's more good than bad.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds is in it.
That's what I've heard.
And Jessica Biel. Okay. Sorry, big fan.
Well, I just feel like it's a movie I don't want to rip apart because it's not that kind of movie. You know what I mean?
No, it's hard to rip apart older movies.
Yeah, it's hard because I have to put them in the standard of the time. Now, with that being said, I can also say if a movie is good or not, but I have to also be like, but what would I have thought back then too? I can say that older movies are bad and that newer movies are good because hopefully... This isn't all movies, but as time progresses, we should be getting better at making movies. Technology is getting better.
Right.
We're learning more about the entertainment space. Now, recently, everything's been horrible, but there are some standouts from back in the day that still hold up.
Yeah,
I don't think Blade holds up. That doesn't mean it's a bat. That doesn't mean like
here's the thing.
People aren't allowed to like it.
The way I think about it is like this. I can't tell you which film it's from, which third of the three films, because it's been so long since I've seen them. But in today's movies, you can't have a guy who wears sunglasses. Take his sunglasses, surrounded by bad guys, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Take his sunglasses, throw them up in the air, take his sword out, cut all these bad guys down, and then enough time to catch his sunglasses back and put him back on like a cool guy.
You could, but it'd be a comedy.
You could, but it would have to be in parody. Or
and that's
in
that, that. But that's what makes it so good. Like, but that is Blade.
That's Blade, and that was
exactly
seriously.
Exactly.
Dude, and that actor, he gets a bad rap for some stuff because he's done some bad things. But those movies, like, man, he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's
like the last quote that he gives in the movie, like right when he kills the main bad guy, yeah. In the first Blade movie, he kills him and then he goes,
one-liner.
Yeah, he always has crazy one-liners, but you're like, what does that even mean? He goes, some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. Where is that coming from?
What does,
like,
that even
what
mean?
Does it mean?
He's like Shaft if he was like a vampire hunter.
But I get, like, that's the charm of Blade, right? So I'm not trying to, like, shit on it. No. It was fun. It's a fun movie. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a movie that I would be like, oh, my God, we got to watch Blade. Just
so
not to me.
Ryan Reynolds' character in Blade 3, I think it's called Blade Trinity. He typecast. Like, he's playing the same character in the first, like, five major motion pictures he was in. Even in, he's playing Deadpool, basically.
Like, but Deadpool in, like, the first X-Men movie?
Yeah. So
a bad version of Deadpool.
Yeah. He's playing a National Lampoon's Van Wilder. He plays a little vampire hunter, and he wears a name tag that says "suck you" on it.
That's great.
That's how it's like. What the?
Like, I don't care about the second one. I just want to watch the third one because he's in it.
Yeah, just do that. Just skip the second one. It's not that great.
Yeah. But yeah, so I watched that for the first time. So it gives me a little more background for when the new one comes out. And it's terrible. Yeah.
Well, and I'll probably say the older one. And you know what else is coming out?
Yeah.
A video game.
What video game?
And I think it's made by this. It may or may not be made by the same people who made Spider-Man.
Wolverine?
No.
They're making a Wolverine.
They're making a
game.
Blade game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're making a Wolverine one, too.
Yeah, I know. And they haven't shown anything. They showed a teaser like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing. And they're saying nothing. It's not going to be. It's made by the same company
right.
who made Spider-Man. And they're like, it's not in the same universe. Bull. If you're not, you are losing so much money.
I know. Like, why would you not?
That's the dumbest thing you
can
do.
Make your
own
video game universe. Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways.
I don't remember what else I was going to say about movies. I thought there was something else. Maybe not.
Maybe
well,
not.
We had a That's Movies Brother episode, my guy. Because we're going
to
wrap it up.
Dude, nice. That's been 1 to 2 movies, brother.
Yeah, that was basically a whole lot. I didn't think we were going to talk about movies at all. I had some other stuff to talk about.
It's okay. We are just a podcast. Simple podcast.
Yeah,
simple
talk
men.
Whatever we
like
want.
To talk about the things they like to talk about.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's movies. Sometimes it's cops
sometimes
shooting acorns.
Sometimes it's presidents.
Sometimes it's Donald Trump, and I think he's the best president. Maybe
sometimes
Donald.
It's Donald Trump and Obama.
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 Hey, Jack. Dude, did you see Shane Gillis hosted SNL?
How funny is that? Because you remember his backstory, right?
Yeah, he got fired from SNL after like a week.
And
now
then
this dude's hosting.
You know what?
And he's saying, hey, you remember when you were like you best know. Friends with your mom and you're gay? Isn't that gay? Who says that?
Wait, what did he say? On SNL?
He said
this?
It on
SNL. I didn't
SNL.
Watch it and I wanted to watch it.
Dude, he's talking about how when you were best friends with your mom, you know, doing whatever,
right.
dancing for her or whatever,
right.
you're like her gay best friend. He's like, wasn't that gay? And like, how do you say that on SNL when you get in trouble for saying an Asian joke?
But that's the point, is they know.
Let's talk about how hypocritical Hollywood is.
Okay, because we remember we're going to do a whole episode on that, and we didn't.
And we didn't. Maybe that'll
we'll
be
with,
next episode.
We
got
to do it with Nate. That's the thing.
That'll be next episode with Nate.
So, it's just hilarious to me, because he got canceled because he said some not politically correct joke, which, you know what, most jokes aren't, they're jokes.
I think I'll say it because I don't care. Sue me.
Oh, I don't
he
care
said
either.
I think he said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm wrong a lot.
Dude,
I think he said something along the lines of Ching Chong
probably
or something like that.
Yeah,
you know who would say that? Literally any comedian out there who's remotely funny and or Asian.
Right, people make fun of white people all the time. Did you see that? Oh, my God. One of the clips. There's a clip online of like an Asian guy pretending to be American, and it's really funny. And guess what? I don't care because it's a joke. Let me see if I can find it.
That's the thing is I think people are too afraid to laugh at themselves, or they're too insecure to allow themselves to laugh at others. You don't have to always be liked by everyone.
Chinese guy impersonating American. And instead of like how like white guys take their eyes and like pull them back into a squint.
Why do you say white guys? Everybody does that.
He takes his eyes and he opens them up really wide. Like the it's so funny. And then hold on.
Hey, Bobby, look, I'm American. I think I'll use my credit card. Do you guys have anything non-dairy? Anything gluten-free?
That's so the thing. Funny. Who's getting pissed at that
funny.
Guy?
It's so
Who's
funny.
Getting pissed at him? No one.
And guess what? I could say you're hypocritical. I don't like non-dairy. I like milk and I like ice cream. But guess what? That's some white people shit and it's funny.
And it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
You know who I love doing white people stuff?
What?
Dave Chappelle. Nobody does white people stuff better than Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. What? Oh, so okay. I was just going to say, how hypocritical, because they canceled him and fired him because he did, you know, something not PC. And then guess what? His career skyrocketed. He's on Joe Rogan like once a month. And now he's selling out stadiums. And they go, you should come back. You should come back because you'll make us money. Oh,
also,
my God.
I want to ask you this.
I'm so ready for next episode. Bro. It makes me so fucking infuriated.
This will be the one thing I'll say about it. I'll probably say it again. The best thing to ever happen to him was him getting fired from SNL.
Yeah, and I think he said it himself.
Yep. So, that's good. I'm glad he knows that.
It's insane that they're like, yeah, we'll have you back now. And the thing is, he wasn't, like you said, like, is he allowed to say that? He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, if you're going to have me back, I'll say what, I don't know if he actually said this, but my knowledge of Shane Gillis is he's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to say whatever I want if you're going to have me come back. You know that, right? And they're like, yeah, just get us back. You'll get us money.
I think in his monologue, God. He probably should have just reset the joke he said that got him
oh
fired.
Oh my God, it would have been so good. That would have been so funny. Oh God.
I dropped my mic.
I need to go before I get too angry.
Oh, I want
to
correct something. I said something on the last podcast that was completely wrong, and I sounded like a complete asshole. It was about a TV show I was watching where I said that the movie Orphan was based on this family who adopted this little girl. I was wrong. The little girl got adopted after that movie was made, and she was pissed because she feels like they took their idea of ruining her life from that movie. I wanted to correct myself. I'm wrong sometimes, and I realized that later.
Yeah,
insignificant.
Whatever. Guys, don't come to this podcast expecting truth. It's our opinions. We're going to get to your
this
own.
This is an opinion podcast, opinion-based podcast where you can take your opinions.
But if you really want the truth, fine. All opinions aside, Donald Trump's the best. Hey. I can't wait for Donald Trump 2024.
Hey, man, come on. I'm most popular president ever. You gotta realize I'm...
My fellow Americans.
Anyway.
If I could run again, I would, and I would win.
You gotta understand, when I was back in Vietnam, I killed three white guys because
Biden,
woke.
Shut up. This is my time. You were my vice president.
Hey,
biggest mistake I ever made.
White man talking here. Hey.
Biggest mistake I ever made.
Listen, you're just as smart as white kids. You know,
yeah, I'm pretty sure you said poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
I loved it when you jumped on my leg, and I got hairy legs. I love kids jumping on my leg.
Biden, that's fucking racist.
Hey, I live with the cockroaches and this thing. I've seen it, yeah. And I ate ice cream, and it was cockroach flavored. I don't know.
Biden, you're fucking retarded, but that would be so much better if you were still in office rather than Donald Trump. As long as big old scary clown man with the orange hair doesn't stay in office. Racist white guy's okay, too.
I just want you to know, I did it all. I did all the good stuff. You know, I've been to the up to the Mississippi, to the top of Mount Everest, and I've seen it, and I freed the slaves.
What the hell are you talking about?
Anyway.
You're not Abraham Lincoln.
Xi Jinping. I punched Hitler in the face. You've seen me do it. I was wearing that blue outfit.
It's time for a nap.
Yeah.
Go get your ice cream.
Supposed to take one like 3
go
minutes.
Go to sleep.
Anyway. Jill. Where are you, Jill?
We gotta go.
My dog keeps biting people. He wants a hot dog real bad.
Biden.
I almost threw up.
Let me tell you. I want a hot dog real bad.
I'll get you hot dogs. I'll get you the best.
I'll get you the best hot dogs you ever seen.
The best hot dogs you've ever seen. I get them from a very good hot dog place. You should see it.
Trump Towers, those hot dogs. Trump steaks.
I gotta find. Cut them into slivers. I only got one. Well, never mind. We share Trump. We're both equally as bad and good at Trump. You got Biden. I got Obama.
We're just bad. We're just
Obama.
I can't believe Trump called him Obama.
Like, Obama's gonna buy my shoes. He loves them. You've seen him. He's worn them. Good kicks.
I can't believe it. Obama.
Good shoes on both sides. I've seen it.
Both.
Good people on both sides.
Good shoes on both feet. Left and right.
The racist, the non-racist, let me tell you.
Racist feet.
There's nothing bad about a little racism.
Have you seen my wife's feet?
They're hot.
I paid a lot of money to get them
Trump,
fixed.
Trump, what the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, Obama. I know what you're thinking. You're like a half white guy or something.
I'm more white than black, let me tell you.
I think Obama is going to be whitelisted. It's like blacklisted, but the opposite. Where I think in the future, all white people are just going to hate him. Is that weird? Hot take.
I'll take a glizzy.
Probably should cut that off, like, probably in the first 5 seconds when it was happening.
Nah.
Fade it out.
This is all going. We should just go on a... That's funny. Just going on a rant about the presidents and eventually just fading out as we go, like, for 10 minutes. But
that's what I'm saying. Just fade it out every
next
single time.
Next time it happens, they'll know. They'll know why.
This time.
Nah. I don't know how to do a fade. Dude, it's probably really easy. Don't care enough to do it today.
I'll help you out. Nope. I'll hook you up.
Thanks for listening. You will be hearing this outro because I'm not going to do it.
You will be hearing from my... I'm so drunk.
good night. What are you doing? Goodbye.